Every week is different now. The energy is still shifting very quickly, but there are different accents in the energy which we will bring to your attention as you are moving along here. In this particular time, we are looking at systems that are attempting to right themselves, but are being attacked by systems that oppose them. What is frustrating, of course, in this time, is that what you have here is chaos. Chaos is attacking order. And you will see that in everything that you are looking at. There will be, it is the accent that is going on now. It is not that something legitimate says, I have a better idea and I want my idea to come and create. It is not that. It is that this is order and chaos wants to attack it. And we are seeing it in places you see it, but in more places perhaps than you are looking at it. And here is the time when you can be grateful for the work you have done. We know that in all of our lives, we have walked through times when chaos seemed to be attacking our own internal order. That is a thing that happens in the human condition. But as we center and as we join with the universe and as we meditate and know more about who we are, the power of that chaos diminishes. And so it is going to take a while longer, but what you are going to find in the world around you is that the chaos also will begin to diminish. It is not that it will not rise up and try to stir up trouble, I believe that is what you say, but it does not have the power because chaos does not create anything real. Chaos only destroys. And if you look at your own life in the times when chaos perhaps was having a very loud voice for one reason or another, if you look back at that time in your life, you will realize that nothing was created. You were dealing with chaos. But the thing that will ultimately banish chaos is the order that is connected to both you and the universe and your willingness to vote for order. And we're going to say a few words about order because there is this idea with order that it must not be very interesting, that it is not very creative, it does not flash bright lights. But that is not true at all. Order is the most exciting creative force on the earth. And so when you see someone attacking order because they prefer chaos, nothing creative is happening. Creativity happens when you are able to draw order up and let it expand. Order is much like a seed in the ground. You plant it, you nourish it, and it grows. But if you are attacking the ground, nothing is going to grow. You are going only to have piles of mud and upset earth, and that's all there will be. So when you are looking at order in your own life, be sure that you respect it and respect what it does for you. Now, true order does not mean that you get all the chores done. That is not what real order is. What real order is that you hear yourself. You hear what you need. You hear what you need to do. You see what you need to add and what you need to let go of. You see how to dream and not be afraid of your dream, but simply to say, I am working in an orderly way toward my dream. And order will always lift you up when it is true order, not when it is some old pattern of you must do everything right. That's not order. That in its own way is energetic chaos. There is no order in that. No order at all. It will leave you chaotic because you can never get all of those things done right. But true order that listens to you, that hears you, that speaks to you about who you are and what you need, that is the kind of order that you can use to create, and to create beautifully and abundantly and in all kinds of colors and all kinds of variations. Those are products of order, but they begin in you. And of course, they do ask you to align yourself with the universe, because the universe can then give you more of the elements you need to create what you want, to give you the things that support how you want your life to be and how you want to dream your dream and then bring it into reality. All of that is a function of order, but that order, of course, is a spiritual order. It manifests in real ways, but its core is a very beautiful spiritual order. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about order in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Okay, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come into your root and wash the root so that the energy of what you are going to create is who you are and what you love and what you want to grow in your life. Feel the cleansing energy move up into the second center. And feel it displace all shame and judgment that you might turn against yourself or anyone else. Let it move outside of your body. Feel the cleansing energy come into your solar plexus. And let that cleansing energy displace any feelings, any emotions that are hard to handle. Move it out of your body and your field. And feel that center able to accept the beauty of order and the feelings that go with it, the joy and the inspiration. Let all of that come to that center. Feel the cleansing energy come up into your heart. Let the cleansing energy water your garden. Help everything to grow as it was intended to grow. And feel the cleansing energy come into your third eye to wash away any doubt or fear or resistance to knowing who you are. And let that eye open wide and help you see all that you are intended to see and know all that you are intended to know. And feel the crown open and let the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown. And know now that the crown is open and the golden light of the universe is above your head and is generously pouring that golden light into your body to help you know at the highest level, to help you see and intuit in that beautiful golden light, to help you speak in that golden light, and feel that golden light all over your heart to heal anything that may need to come up and be healed. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus to mend any of the pains that may have been left by emotions. Let the golden light flow into the second center to restore the waterfall that will cleanse in the natural way for you anything that you need to remove from your life. Feel the flow of light into your root and let that golden light bring wisdom to your root and connection so that as you create, your body will be in alignment with all of your own energy and with the universe. So the creative motion is all one. Feel that energy flow through your body, through your thoughts, your mind, any part of your body that needs to be healed. Let that golden light move there and correct all that needs to be corrected. And feel that you are now who you really are, born of love, supported in love, and holding love now to share with the world around you. Move into your heart center now. Drink from the water in your heart to refresh your spirit. Look around you and see that a path appears in your heart and becomes light, and you are drawn to that path. So you walk to that path and step upon it. And feel yourself letting the path take you upward without effort, without striving. And feel the air around you full of blessing, full of light. You are moved upward. To the place of deepening. And in this place, see that there is a cave. And see that in your hand, there is a light. step into the cave and allow yourself to move more deeply into knowing. But the light is there when you need to see what is before you. When you find a place where you are comfortable, turn off the light and let the deepness of knowing come into your body. Now turn on the light and walk back out of the cave to the path. See that the path continues upward and that the air is still full of all the blessings that you need. And as the path continues, come to the place of embracing. And see before you a symbol of what you love. And see it open to embrace you as you embrace it. And take that moment and feel how it is to be there. Come back to the path and begin to move upward again and go to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know your gift. When you've known your gift, come to the path again and begin to walk back down the path, still breathing in all that blesses you. Come down the path until you're once again in your heart center. And when you're in your heart center, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.